C-minus 56. Gravesen Hotel, Manhattan, New York. In the small hours of the night, Emma sat on the edge of her plush bed in one of the New York Gravesen's most expensive suites. Timo, footing the bill for both this suite and his own, had called it a night several hours earlier, after an intensive research and prep session ahead of his high-pressure appearance on Focus 2020 the next day, but Emma still had several more working hours ahead of her. Every now and again, she took a break from analyzing recent comments from the rest of the panel's lineup and looked down at the cold streets she didn't miss, where she had spent many busy years working at the XPR agency founded by her former mentor, Jack Neal. Jack was set to be among Timo's fellow panelists, as the frequent TV ads and giant billboard displays made sure everyone knew. Emma and Timo passed two digital billboards advertising the show on their way to the hotel, and analysts were already predicting that this upcoming episode of Focus 2020 would draw viewing figures only previously seen by the record-breaking episode immediately preceding the UN meeting, which led to the GSC's creation a year earlier. Recent events, chiefly the Kerguelen bolide and Timo's announcement of his plans to unilaterally break the GSC's worldwide monopoly on space-based research, made the network's pre-announced decision to have a GSC-themed episode look extremely timely, and the makeup of the upcoming panel bore more than a passing resemblance to the record breaker of the previous year, with five of the six participants returning. Joe Crabb, Jack Neal, and William Godfrey would all be in the studio once again, while Timo Fiori would this time be present in person, and Billy Kendrick would appear live via satellite, as Timo had last time out. Only newspaper editor Jan Geller had not been invited to return. This was primarily because she was no longer personally relevant, which she had been during the coverage of the IDA leak, but it was also in part due to her frequent hawking of The Daily Chat and other Blitz Media properties while appearing on the rival network which broadcast Focus 2020. Every time Emma looked out at the lights of Manhattan, the only place she wanted to be was Birchwood. A giant cosmetics ad featuring none other than her sister Tara was visible from one part of the corner suite's huge window-like wall, and this only made the longing stronger. Despite their differences, Emma liked to see Tara doing well, but that didn't change the fact that she wasn't overly comfortable leaving her next door to Dan, particularly given his indefensible decision to pull the rug out from under Emma and Clark's feet by going against everything that they had agreed and unilaterally deciding to bring Timo in on the secret. It didn't matter that Timo's response had been just about as positive as it could have been. What mattered was that Dan had betrayed her trust, not merely by telling Timo, but by telling him at a time that left her with nowhere to go and no option but to play hardball with the richest man in the world. And while Dan saw Timo as a fun guy to be around, Emma understood that with money came power, and just as pertinently that anyone as willing as Timo was to stand toe-to-toe with the might of William Godfrey's GSC was not someone to be taken lightly. Fortunately, her carrot-and-stick approach seemed to have worked, and her decision to promise Timo the full details only once he made it through Focus 2020 without saying the wrong thing certainly appeared to have won his cooperation. Like her, Timo was now aching to get back to Colorado, so much so that he had already made arrangements to squeeze his Italian media engagements into a single day and night to enable the promptest possible return. But while Timo eagerly wanted to get back to candidly discussing everything with Dan, who he believed must have had a very good reason to keep quiet about the hoax for so long, Emma's current view of Dan was somewhat less favorable, to say the least. She similarly knew that Dan must have had a very good and very specific reason to tell Timo when he did, presumably related to his vague, "He's the only one who can help us" comment, but nothing could excuse the way he had gone about doing it. She could only imagine that Clark's anger was similar to her own, even though he hadn't been the one left in the firing line aboard Timo's private jet when Dan handed over his handwritten note and ran away before its impact was felt. Emma's phone told her that Dan had tried to call twice, no doubt with a too little too late apology at the ready, but her decision to remove him from the virtual receptionist's all-hours whitelist ensured that he would have to hold on to it until she was back in Birchwood. Both her focus and Timo's had repeatedly been tempted to drift elsewhere throughout the evening, but Emma knew that anything other than full concentration on the next day's showdown with two of the slickest and slimiest men in politics, William Godfrey and Jack Neal, could only end one way. For now, they were the focus. For now, Dan and Tara could wait.